Well, welcome back to the outdoors. And I've got something very unique that I'm going to share with you today, right? It's not something that we're going to hunt for. It's not something that we're going to fish for, but it's certainly something to do with the outdoors. And it's about an insect. That's right. It is called a tarantula hawk. And I've been wanting to get this on video for the past couple of years. And we have a few that are found here on the farm. And really, the adult tarantula hawks feed off of nectar, mainly from a plant that we have that is very plentiful here, is a milkweed plant. And so they'll feed off the nectar of the milkweed, they'll feed off the nectar of the flowers and other plants around. But how did the tarantula hawk get its name? Well, the male tarantula hawk, he just kind of flies around, he feeds off nectar and everything, but the female tarantula hawk, she actually goes out and hunts for tarantulas, because that's where she has to have a tarantula to where she'll lay a single egg. Now, I caught this on video because here's what happens. All right, so this tarantula hawk, I tell you, you don't want to get stung by one of these dudes because they deliver a very painful sting. They say it's one of the most painful stings of any insect in the world, second only to the bullet ant. Now, I don't know that for sure. Never been stung by one. You have to really aggravate them, they say, for them to sting you. But here's what they do. So the female goes out and she's looking around and she's trying to find herself a tarantula, right? She may be looking for one that's just kind of roaming around the woods, or she may be hunting for one because a tarantula will burrow down into the ground and they'll have like a little tunnel that goes into a little, pretty good sized burrow for a tarantula underground. And a tarantula will put webbing out on top of it, the hole to that burrow. And so what they do is they wait down there until like an insect comes crawling along and they feel the vibrations on that webbing, and then they run out and they grab the insect and they eat it. That's what a tarantula does. Well, a tarantula hawk knows that, of course, and so she's out there and she's hunting around and she finds a tarantula burrow, all right, and so she knows what the tarantula is going to do, so she flies down there and she kind of taps along on that webbing that's on the hole. Well, the tarantula comes out. Well, then the tarantula hawk jumps on it and delivers this sting, right? And so when it stings it, it paralyzes the tarantula. Now, here's the crazy thing, right? One of the crazy things about this is if the tarantula, if she does find the tarantula in its burrow, once she stings it, it immediately paralyzes the tarantula and she drags it back into its own burrow. Now, the one that I caught on video was probably found that tarantula out just kind of flying around, and so when she stung it, and obviously you can see through the video there, she's dragging that tarantula, and sometimes those tarantulas are like 8 times the size of these tarantula hawks, right? Well, she's dragging it back because if she doesn't find a tarantula in its burrow, she makes a depression in the ground, and then what she does is she drags the tarantula back there, and she deposits a single egg on the back of that tarantula, right? Just one single egg. Now, then she covers the burrow back up, or the hole that she made, she covers it back up and she flies away. So the tarantula is still alive. It's paralyzed, and it can stay paralyzed for several weeks just from that single sting, right? But it's still alive, and so the egg eventually hatches after 2 or 3 days, and it becomes a larva. And then the larva starts to feed on the tarantula. it's just wild, right? And so it starts to feed on the tarantula, and it's very careful not to feed on the vital organs, leaving the tarantula alive as long as possible until a few weeks later when it emerges as an adult, and of course it leaves. The tarantula is no more at that point and flies off. Now, here's the thing. The tarantula does have something, if one of these two animal species or reptile species is around, we'll say, because the only predator for a tarantula hawk that I've ever heard about is a bullfrog. So if there's a bullfrog maybe the tarantula hawk has a chance, or a roadrunner. Roadrunner's a type of bird. And so maybe if the roadrunner's around, the tarantula has a chance. But other than that, doesn't have much of a chance up against the tarantula hawk. Wow. Isn't that wild? I tell you. You know, seeing this tarantula hawk brought to mind our own enemy that we deal with. You know, Satan wants to lure you with what he knows will tempt you. He wants to isolate you, attack you, and allow one seemingly little sin to eat away at you. You know, without help, a tarantula is defenseless against its enemy, and we are too. But thanks to Jesus, as believers, we have the Holy Spirit living within us. He guides and protects us, helping us to discern truth and what is right and glorifying to God. You know, we can pray and ask the Lord for His help in any situation. We also have the Word of God, don't we? We can go to the Bible, seeking out what God says and what to do next. You know, His truth is as unfailing and never changes. In Isaiah 40:8, it says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." And in Psalms 46:1-3, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." You know, when we face the enemy, hey, we can be prepared. We can stand firm, we can fight back, and we can shout victory because the Lord is with us. Hey, the outdoors are full of interesting things like this, and I can't wait to show you more. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.